The blackout caused a lot of inconvenience for many people, but there haven't been a lot of problems with public health facilities and public safety. Joining us now to talk about the reasons for a relatively uneventful night is NPR's John Hamilton. Morning.
Good morning.
What went right last night? I gather quite a bit.
A lot of things certainly did. The biggest thing was probably that people just stayed calm. They didn't panic. There were no stampedes when the lights went out. They waited for emergency workers in the big cities to get them out of subway cars, and they just behaved very well. One reason for that could be that the city and state officials were really quick to tell people that this was not a terrorist attack, that the power was going to come back on, and that there wasn't a real reason to worry. The other thing is that the police in most cities responded very quickly and were quite a visible presence. And I guess the final thing I would throw out is that in hospitals and other emergency services, the emergency generators that are supposed to come on did exactly what they're supposed to.
And it also must have helped that the outage occurred while there were still several hours of daylight.
I think it's clear that it did. It's a lot less alarming to people when the lights go out during the day, of course, and so that probably helped people stay calm. Also, when the power goes out, traffic signals go out. And in the big cities, that can be a real problem. But it's a lot easier for people to avoid accidents when the visibility is good, when the lights, you know, when sunlight is still there to help you. And the final thing is that in places like New York, where you had a lot of people walking home, the fact that they were able to walk home with some light certainly made it safer.
How about changes made since 9/11? Did they make a big difference?
Probably. The government is saying that the federal government's new Office of Homeland Security was helping to coordinate relief efforts and that it acted as sort of a command post, if you will, which is one of the things that it's really supposed to do. That's the way it's set up. Another thing is that since September 11th, emergency services just about everywhere have been at a higher level of alert than they usually are. So it didn't take them long to, you know, swing into action. And, you know, maybe the most important thing is that for more than a year now, cities have been practicing for disasters. Because of the threat of terrorism, they've been doing mock disaster drills. They've been fixing communication problems. They've been figuring out, you know, who has to go where when things like this happen. So, you know, if you figure compared with drills for things like a bad terrorist attack, a power outage is really pretty simple.
So what health and safety problems have there been?
Not a lot. I mean, anytime you have the power go out in the summer heat, you have frail and elderly people who don't have air conditioning, and that's a problem. And it will be a problem in places if the power doesn't get turned on, because it's a cumulative effect. The longer that you go without the air conditioning, the more you're going to have people coming into emergency rooms. But there have been a few problems. For instance, in Cleveland is left without water. They had a pretty rough night. Their water supply depends on electric pumps, and those pumps went out. And more than a million people there have been without water to some degree. Also in Cleveland, their sewage system is dependent on electric pumps. And so from what I hear, there has been raw sewage backing up into the Cuyahoga River. But I should say that even in Cleveland, you know, they were rolling out huge water trucks and trying to address the problem.
Thanks very much, John. NPR's John Hamilton.